News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Before all that, though, six people, as you heard in the news, arrested for public disorder offences at that site in Newtown, Mount Kennedy, which is earmarked for asylum seekers. A statement issued by An Garda Síochána said they were subject to both physical and verbal abuse at the site throughout the day, which escalated to rocks and missiles being thrown. Gardaí said the incident developed when workers contracted to carry out lawful employment on the site were prevented from entering. A number of trespassers were identified on the site and were removed. People detained under for alleged offences under the Criminal Justice Public Order Act currently being held at a Garda station in Wicklow. They're pretty unseemly scenes we're seeing on social media, Jonathan.
Yeah, they are. And it's the type of scene that you don't want to see anywhere in the country, which is Gardaí forced to use physical force to disperse people who they deem not to be legitimately in a particular area. There's a couple of things, Shane. We talked about the misuse of the Irish flag in the middle of these scenes last night. There was somebody waving a tricolour. I don't know what they were trying to do with that. We know that there is concern in Newtown, Mount Kennedy, as there are in other areas. But we live in a country whereby if you are asked by a member of An Garda Síochána to disperse, you kind of should. That's the way it runs. They also have scenes last night of things being set on fire. Three Garda cars were damaged. I've seen the videos of stones being thrown at Gardaí. Just because a Garda has a plastic shield in front of him doesn't mean you can throw stones at him. I mean, it was disgusting what we saw play out last night, and the videos that have been selected to throw up on social media give us one side of the story, which is the Gardaí doing what the Gardaí did. We don't necessarily have video evidence of the intimidation that went on beforehand, but as sure as little green apples fall from trees, it did happen because the guards have been taking terrible abuse down there.
Yeah, they have. It's a horrible situation. I think in the main, political parties have been responsible in how they've dealt with the asylum seeker incident. I'm a little concerned by some of the things that I'm hearing of late. For example, I mean, Fianna Fáil had a policy document recently, proposal to deport asylum seekers convicted of crime. Now, there's no record of asylum seekers, doing crime to any greater extent than the regular. In fact, I would imagine all the statistics seem to say it's significantly less. That is playing into a fear, I think, that is out there, that asylum seekers, and an unjustified fear, that asylum seekers are somehow more likely to commit crime. I've also noticed how Sinn Féin keep talking about how Sinn Féin is not in favour of open borders. I don't know any. There are no open borders, first of all, except between Northern Ireland and the South.
Well,
and
I imagine Sinn Féin talking about that today. Martin's talking about that in the UK today, but they're all coming in from the north to the south because of the Rwanda bill. So they're all at it.
Well, sorry, I don't think there's anything wrong with what Micheál Martin said. I think pointing out that the Rwanda bill is going to lead to more asylum seekers coming here, I think is a statement of fact. I think it's legitimate to point that out. But to suggest that there are open borders, I think is bizarre. There are no open borders here. There is, as Mary Lou McDonald herself pointed out in December, there is a rules-based system involved. Now, some of those rules need to be tightened, I suspect, and I would suggest, and we're going to be talking to the Minister for Justice a little bit later, but I do think we're heading into an election period between locals, Europeans, and after that a general election, and I do think it's incumbent on mainstream politicians to be careful how they approach this topic, because there is enough people out there that are willing to seize on this and use this for political gain.
And they will, and you can see the tone and the tenor of the social media messages that have gone up there. Ultimately, politicians have to stand firm for what we are as a country, which is the country of 100,000 welcomes. And to allow these scenes to dictate policy would mean that those who challenged the guards last night, who threw stones and who set fire to things,
that can't
happen. They're the ones who win. That can't happen. We definitely have to make sure that doesn't happen. Anyway, we're looking for people to contact us this morning in relation to this. Let us know what they think about this, Shane.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.